You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
So I'll just start by saying that housing is a human right, and that's the place that all of the work that I've been doing with Pivot around the housing issue starts from. And it's a right that's enshrined in all sorts of lofty international documents that Canada has signed on to, like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, for example, as well as other international instruments. And every time the United Nations, the Special Rapporteur on Housing, for example, who visited Vancouver last year, or a system that the UN has where countries' human rights records are reviewed every couple of years, every time they have a look at Canada and how we're doing on our compliance with the right to housing, the results are disastrous, as you can expect. The special rapporteur that was here last year referred to a crisis and the same kind of language of crisis, of disaster, of more needs to be done is used every time the UN looks at this issue. So Pivot and the Impact on Communities Coalition and the Carnegie Community Action Project wrote up a major complaint that was submitted to the UN in the spring related to the many, many failures of the various levels of government in Canada to address the housing and homelessness crisis, not only in Vancouver, but throughout the country. As well, the periodic review, Canada's human rights record, will be reviewed in 2009. And so we've made some submissions around that, again, just detailing the many ways that Canada is not complying with these documents that it's signed on to and that it's bound to in law to comply with. But of course, the tricky thing with human rights is that it's really nice to imagine a human right to housing, but without a corresponding obligation on anyone to actually provide that commitment, the idea of the human right is a nice idea, but when there's no practical enforcement mechanism, it doesn't really mean a whole lot beyond something nice to talk about. So the goal, the challenge then, is always to look for things with teeth, things that we can look to actually enforce these ideas that we have about what our human rights are. And Canada has one particularly important legal mechanism for enforcing human rights called the Charter of Human Rights that people are probably familiar with. And the Charter guarantees all sorts of things. One of the things that it guarantees is the right to life, liberty, and security of the person, a really important human rights guarantee in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But again, these rights exist on paper. Actually trying to implement them, actually trying to get a court to say, hey, a right to life and liberty and security of the person means that something like 3,000 homeless people on the streets of the GVRD can't exist. That can't exist in the face of this constitutional right. One of the situations that was going on over the summer that probably some of you read a lot about in the news was the tent city in Oppenheimer Park, and that was something that was going on throughout the summer. And what happened in July, Oppenheimer Park has been a place where homeless people have set up tents for a long time. And until July, what normally happened was that they would be woken up just about 5:30 or so before the rush hour traffic would start flowing by, and people would actually see the situation that was going on, and people would be woken up and they would be asked to take their tents down and they would be moved along out of the park. But in the middle of July, over 2 days, about 30 or 35 people are actually given tickets for being in the park during hours it was closed, and for erecting tents or other sort of makeshift shelters in the park, given $75 tickets for being homeless. And so people brought those tickets to Pivot and asked what they should do. How are they going to pay these $75 tickets for being homeless? Some people had their belongings thrown in the garbage as well, lost everything that that they owned, that they had possession of during those sweeps as well. And so in the face of some of the things that Dave has talked about, the fact that SROs are closing and converting at an alarming rate, we've lost something like 1,300 SRO rooms since Vancouver was awarded the Games in 2003. We also know that our shelters in Vancouver are operating at maximum capacity. The vacancy rates on a given night are minuscule. Many are running over capacity, and over a 9-month period last year, there were 40,000 instances of people being turned away when they showed up at a Vancouver shelter to try to sleep there overnight. So the reality of the situation is that there's nowhere else to go. People are in Oppenheimer Park and other places in our city, not because that's where they want to be, but because they have no choice. There's not an affordable place for them to stay, and the shelters are full. So when people are facing a situation of necessity, of no choice but to sleep in a park, to then hand them a $75 ticket for doing what they need to do to survive, for me and for what I hope will be a legal argument that we'll be able to take to court, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't reconcile with the idea of a right to life and liberty and security of the person. So one of the cases that Pivot will be bringing forward is going to be to make that argument that in a situation where people have no choice but to sleep outside, to have rules that prevent them from doing the really minimal things that they need to do in order to keep themselves somewhat safe, like put up a tent, for example, to have a bylaw that prevents them from doing that and keeping themselves a little bit warm and a little bit dry is in direct contradiction with this right to security of the person. And so any bylaw that has that effect of preventing people from taking care of their needs, doing the one thing that can help to keep them a little bit healthy, is therefore unconstitutional. Of course, with public spaces, there's conflicting demands for that space, and when you're dealing with a park space like Oppenheimer, one of the issues that we really had to think carefully about was that there are other demands and needs for that space. There's sports programming and kids programming that goes on in the park as well, but I think that it's really important to think really hard about where that balance is going to be, and I think that balancing a right to safety and to life for homeless people with no choice but to be in the park with, you know, the right to have a softball game on a baseball diamond. For me, I think, for many people, the right to safety and security trumps the right to recreation. But of course, negotiating those competing demands is a challenge, and one that that will continue to be a challenge and that we'll all have to sort of engage in creatively, especially as the Olympics get closer. Another initiative related to public space that Pivot has been working on in connection with VANDU, the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users, is related to the Downtown Ambassador program that was touched on a little bit. These are the private security guards in the red jackets that patrol the downtown area and are now expanding into other areas as well. And what Pivot started hearing over the course of months and years that the program was operating was that homeless people and poor people were being targeted by the downtown ambassadors when they were just simply sitting or lying down in public space, not impeding the flow of traffic in a sidewalk, not blocking a business, but just sitting, lying down, asking for change on a sidewalk. And they were being targeted and told that they weren't welcome there, that they needed to move along, that they couldn't be in that space. People told us that they were being prevented from searching through dumpsters to find recyclables that they could turn in for money. And so this really represents a constriction of the public spaces of Vancouver, and it represents discriminatory treatment because, as Dave mentioned, What we know about the homeless population in Vancouver is, for one thing, it's disproportionately comprised of Aboriginal people. Almost a third of the homeless population is Aboriginal, compared to about a 2% prevalence in the general population. As well, the homeless population is disproportionately dealing with disabilities like addiction and mental illness and physical disabilities as well. So any policy that targets the homeless in the way that the Downtown Ambassador Program clearly does is going to have that disproportionate impact on these vulnerable and marginalized groups. And these are groups that happen to be protected by the Human Rights Code, which is another legal instrument that we hope prevents discrimination against vulnerable and marginalized groups. So the trick with human rights work is to find the instruments that will enable decision makers to make decisions that will translate into positive effects for people. And so we're hoping that between these international instruments and the work that PIVOT and IOCC and other groups have been putting forward to the UN, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which we'll be arguing about in court, and then these human rights, the Human Rights Code, which is the tool that we're using with this Downtown Ambassador complaint that we've brought to the Human Rights Tribunal, hoping that somewhere within all of those different instruments we'll be able to have some positive decisions with some actual power to them, some actual enforcement ability to them, to change some policies and some of the approaches that our elected officials have towards the homeless population in Vancouver. Of course, the law sometimes seems to be a little bit behind on these things, and the law only has limited power, and so we certainly need all levels of society to be working together, politicians and media and artists and everyone kind of pushing on these issues as well to affect the change, because the law is limited in what it can do. But like I say, we're hopeful that between all of these things, something good will come of it.